This is KTLO Public Media's Juno Afternoon. It's the end of the show on Thursday, which means it's time for Arts Up with the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Megan Chambers is over here today. Megan, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me. I love the music.
Yeah, it's the belly dancing music. I had to bring it back.
You can't not dance to the belly dancing music.
Right?
We may or may not have been dancing in here earlier.
It's time for Arts Up, and it's First Friday.
It's First Friday, so I'm going to breeze through all the First Friday stuff because there's a lot of goodness going on.
When you approach First Friday, like tomorrow, how do you start? Where do you go?
I start at the Jack and end at the Jack because I work there. And then I have to make my First Friday rounds on Saturday and Sunday. No, some people are open till 8 or 9 or whenever they close, and I can usually catch those. But I start, even if I'm not working, I start at the Jack and I pick up that little flyer.
Cool.
Which is really handy.
And what are some of the things it might say for tomorrow?
Well, shout out to my alma mater, UAS, who's doing their student art show. And there's some beautiful stuff in there. It's a really fun month. I always buy something. So maybe I should tell no one to come so that I can buy all of the artwork.
Where is their show this?
It's here at, or not here, it's across the street at the Jack in the gallery.
Okay.
It's gorgeous. Multimedia show, all kinds of wonderful things for sale, and you can support student artists, which is awesome.
Fun.
And then our very own KTOO has a great Folkfest photo show going on.
Yeah, John Hutchins.
Check that out. Yeah, they're great photos.
Yeah, did you see some in the hall when you came in?
Yeah, I got a sneak peek, you guys. It's awesome.
I think he has about 30 more to hang.
My goodness.
I think there'll be close to 80 or so prints.
Wow. He's talented.
And live music from Queens.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
I missed that on my very quick rundown that I did 5 minutes before I got on the air. The Juno Douglas City Museum has a Stump the Historian live game show. So that would be a really fun one to go to, too. Watercolors are at Amalga Distillery. Forgive me, you guys. I'm going in no particular geographic order. It's just how the submissions came in. The Juno Symphony will be at the Brewery Depot. Minicon Artists. Minicon is coming up. Alaska Robotics and the Lucid Reverie crew puts that on. And so artwork from those artists will be at the Alaska Robotics Gallery. The Octopus Project unveiling will happen at the State Museum.
Very exciting.
And that's been a big community art project going on for the last few weeks. So go see your craft work over there, Juno. Barnaby Brewery, which has been closed for a little while, will have a soft opening. Kindred Post is doing a do-it-yourself block printing class with Christine Kleinheitz. Bustin' Out Boutique is hosting a Juno Breastfeeding Coalition art show. Copa has Hal Terman, her paintings. Photographer Cameron Burns is at the Juno Artist Gallery. And then the Nathan Jackson Retrospective is at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. That's going to be an amazing exhibit.
Yeah, great First Friday here in April.
And there's a lot more. You can go on our website and check out our blog, and everything is listed there. I would say, in general, things are open 4:30 to 7-ish. That's probably the safest time. But some people open earlier and close later. So just check it out.
Remind us what your website is.
jahc.org.
And once we get there, where do we click to see all this?
You can scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, and it'll be in the news section, all the First Friday stuff, or you can always just navigate to the First Friday page under events, or the community calendar has all of the other stuff going on over the weekend. It doesn't stop on Friday, after all.
All right, that's Megan Chambers over from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Megan, thank you so much. A fun First Friday tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll
see you
out.
All right, thanks, Megan.
Thanks.